So we were talking briefly about displays,
Well, that was very important in fabric.
Yes, yes.
Where on the fashion floor, we dressed our own mannequins, and did, but they did the ticketing for us. But in fabrics, we had a close a relationship with the display department. Mm.
And the windows, I imagine, that were facing the square would have all have been...
Well, they were facing Church Street, you know. It's
Church Street, yes.
Yes. It was a little walk down to our department. Mm. We were isolated and had our own staff room and stock room behind that. When it was cashing up time, a male member of the staff would come over and get our cash.
So he was from accounts, I imagine.
No, he was the young man that used to come over was the buyer for stationery.
Oh, right, yeah.
But we had our own little safe with a combination, and that was set in the cupboard where we kept the zips. And when, say, a Friday night, they'd come over and collect the cash, and then there was always a certain amount that you, and the float, of course, that you had to put in the little safe. So we had added responsibilities there that the main shop wouldn't have had to have worried about. No, things ran fairly smoothly at most times.
Were you aware, I mean, in big shops, theft can always be a problem by customers. Did you have any experience of that?
Yes. That's something I should have... I was about to mention it when I said about the staff rooms and you looked down on the... Yes, well, that's when the store detective used to station himself there, and he could see anyone shoplifting in the grocery department. But we had a woman detective, and we had theft in the fabrics, and mainly it would be from the remnant counter, you know, where you've got a short end, and you sew the corners up and mark the meterage and sell it at a retail at a reduced price. Well, I can remember one incident. This young girl was looking through these remnants, and the store detective happened to be in the store, and she indicated to me to move away, which I did, and then this girl lifted a remnant, and the detective pounced, and I regretted it ever since. What I would have been better to have done was to approach the young girl and say, "Now, is there anything there that you really like? And make her aware that she was being watched, and not let this other beady-eyed lady."
You say the store detective, was she a staff member, or was she actually a member of the police?
No, she was, I don't know who she must have worked for a security agency.
Oh, I see.
And she was assigned to us. If I had a personality clash, that would be one.
Right, so she went around the whole shop, did she? Because I was talking to Brian Yaxley, and he was sometimes involved in those sort of areas. Because I imagine the store detective wouldn't have been there all the time that the store was open.
No.
So if somebody was thought to be shoplifting, was then that Brian's job, he had to come along and and do something about that.
Yes, as yes. We lost more stock on the fashion floor. And believe me, I've been aware of people in the fitting room. I've known that they were suspect, and I've stationed myself outside, and they work in pairs. And when they'd gone, they went up to the counter and purchased one pair of jeans. When I went into the fitting room, there was another hanger left there. So they had put one pair of jeans on top of the other and walked out. Another case we had where she was a very good customer and she would take things out on APRO. And when she got them home, she would choose what she wanted to keep, and then she would very carefully unthread the little plastic loop and put the cheaper price on the garment. And then when she came back on the Monday with the goods, she would purchase the garment of her choice at the price that she had pirated, and then was credited for the others. But a very astute assistant who knew her stock, she picked it up. So they pointed it out to her that there'd been some error, and then they kept an eye on her. And I can remember Mr. Dyer coming up onto the floor, and he would have been alerted that she was in the store, and he took her aside. But yes, it was more likely to happen on the fashion floor than it was in the fabrics. We had a big carousel in the fabric shop, and the rolls of fabric went around it, and it was a lovely feature. And we had mirrors that we could view from whatever was going on behind that carousel. But so could the customer look up at the mirror and see what was going on at the... If we were all busy with a customer, they had the carousel blocking them off. And a jersey fabric, very fine jersey fabric, was blocked on, you know, a 150 centimetre wide it was, and folded and blocked on these blocks. You could easily slip that the last length off, and we would find the empty block, and we'd know what had been taken. And we used to say, well, whoever she is, she's got good taste. She always went for the top. But, and there was another case where an Indian lady, she used to come in and make a big fuss about what have we got for $2.99, you know? Well, we'd show her what we had for $2.99, and while she was making the big fuss, the daughter was round the remnant counter, but we picked her up and knew her. And one day I was driving to work, and she was being dropped off out of a reasonable car, and I thought, oh, hello, she's being dropped off for work. She's going to be doing the rounds. And we did have a communication that if there was known shoplifters working the town, we were given a description and to look out for them.
And so you would inform the other shops so they would know to look out for a particular group of people.
And likewise,
If the store detective wasn't there and you were sure somebody was stealing, what sort of powers did you have, or any of your staff?
They had to leave the shop with the goods before you could apprehend them.
I see, yes. So it's only when the goods had left the premises that you could say you've stolen these.
Mm.
And was that something that happened every now and again? Mm. Because that must have been a very difficult job. And was that just designated to someone like Brian or someone like that to do that? Or would you as a senior staff member be expected to follow somebody out into the street?
Yes, initially.
Mm-hmm.
While somebody else called the executives.
Sure, yeah.
Yes, but prevention was the thing. Well, in my take on the whole thing, you were far better to intervene and let them know you were watching them rather than them take. And I felt sorry for this little girl because she was a Massey College girl, and I thought it must be hard to see something pretty and be tempted, you know.
Mm.
But that was the mother hen of me. I should have been firmer on that degree.
Mm.
I was on the fashion floor, but gosh, they worked as a team, and they would take so many garments in. They were allowed to have 3 garments in. Yes, oh well.
Mm. Yeah. Look, thank you very much, Norma.
Now, if I've said anything on that is not PC, like I have had an opinion about Mr. Gooding in that.
Yes, you don't need to worry about that.